But Francie, come tell me again, because like one of these days I have to go for injection. So what do I need to do?
You have to, don't do this.
You mustn't clench. You must be relaxed.
Yes, and then just count.
Okay, and I mustn't, must I look at the needle?
No.
What must I do?
Just look at mama.
Look at mama.
And no, you cannot go. Don't look at your hand. You just, you know, it would inject.
Come show me your arm again. Let me see. Is it sore? Come sit here on the chair.
Wait.
I wasn't it.
Yeah. It's the bell was good.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me see here. Oh, it's a long sleeve shirt. Oh, what is that? It's a plaster. Yeah. And then the guy come with a needle and he punch you right there. Talk.
No, here.
Okay.
And you know what that machine do?
What?
He is sticking the coronavirus and his and the base, then the coronavirus just do this. Pop.
Yeah, just like this. That. So there's medicine in that needle, Francie.
Yes, it's medicine.
Okay.
You know what that injection does?
What?
The doctor is doing this thing and then it's finished.
Yeah, it's I feel much better now that you've told me about it, you know? And I'm not scared. Hey, it's Vander, and you're listening to Finding Frequency. So Francie went for his injection today. It wasn't for COVID. It wasn't for COVID. That is yet to come. And in fact, that is also on the cards for Marta and myself. We had a text message come through to us in the last, I think it was 4 days ago, encouraging us to actually register for a booster shot. So that is definitely, if you're listening or interested in anything of that, is starting to roll out here in Eastern Europe. And arguably a little while since I've done the update. That might also happen later this week because I've kind of committed myself, not kind of, I have committed myself to spending time with my family as much as I can during this part of the year. And as what happened earlier or later last week, spent some time with Marta and Francie. And we spent actually a couple of days in different food halls here in Warsaw. A few new ones opened. There's an area called the Warsaw Brewery, kind of a bit of a shikimiki place with all kinds of little food courts, two different areas, two different places in essence. And we spent a day in each of those. It wasn't too busy. I don't know where everybody is, but a fair amount of food there and just spending time and hanging out. What was refreshing is that in the first case, Marta took me with to go meet one of her old friends, a fellow designer, which led to a nice enriching conversation, something that I haven't had in a while in the sense of not related to the work that I do. So it was fun to be there, spending time with Marta, focusing on Marta and her friend and having kind of a little bit of extended conversation, like reconnecting a little bit to Poland and the people in Poland. And that being said, because I'm sitting in this room and sometimes taking a lead from what happens in media and news, I will echo back at you what is currently the truth in Poland, what I see. However, it's not always the full truth because, as you know, truth is always between all the things that you hear. And something that's still here on Marta and a lot of people's minds, actually, not just myself and Marta, is the fact that we have refugees on the border not going through a very good time there. Now, there's a fundamentally complex conversation to be had about it, but there's also a conversation around humanity, you know, what we do towards each other as human beings. In fact, I'm looking across to our window, and one of the symbols that Marta has indicated to me has started here as kind of a civil thing, is that if you have, feelings towards folks, on the border, sorry, I'm losing track of my language here. I'm thinking in Afrikaans. But solidarity, you care, you have a green light in your window. In fact, we do have our little green light here in the window. Now, a little green light doesn't change anything, does express where you stand on a certain topic, which is something that is important in Poland, because I find that all kinds of interesting things happen in Poland, but it's important that you express yourself and express your point of view and be actively contributing to the discord. That being said, something that hasn't been highlighted, but thanks to Marta looking into this a little bit more, it's not all rosy. Let me warn you on this, but from international media, you will definitely see kind of the more official side of things. And I'm not disputing any of that, but I also wanted to highlight that there is work being done on the Polish side by Polish people to help immigrants and people struggling at the moment. So there's on the border towns, there are people involved in the civic organizations. There are this weekend specifically, there's been a march here in Warsaw, but then also in combination with gathering of food, clothes, a lot of the churches, which I'm happy to hear, has also been participating in collections to make sure that medical food, clothes, and all these things are being gathered to support, right? I've also heard stories from international media where people in a lot of these outskirt towns that you might consider being more conservative actually help reaching out and giving a helping hand to people who get through the border. Because the other thing that's not being said is that I believe, and that's my hunch, is that more people are getting through into Poland than we actually realize. A lot of those people run into trouble, but then there are also entities, organizations, and individuals trying to help them. And I think it's important to highlight that, not only some of the bad stuff, which is also true, but fundamentally a complex situation and something that we're keeping in our minds and trying to contribute towards. That being said, it's hard to segue from that into something a bit more lighter, but as I mentioned, Francie went for injection today, and we are lining ourselves up to do the same, hopefully in the future. But in the meantime, Marta and myself will be going to our country estate with Francie soon. And we also decided, as with was our initial intention, to take a little bit of a break and stop off at a hotel on the way to the country estate, because the country estate, and that's always tongue-in-cheek, is in need of some DIY. Like, we need to go and fix a few things. And before we do that, we're going to celebrate Marta's new employment, and in the way that Marta appreciates. And that's usually in combination with kind of a spa kind of vibe. So Francie and I are, yeah, we are going on a little adventure with Marta, and in celebration of her future, because it's going to start soon next week. So updates might be on and off, but there's still time. We're not leaving yet. But yeah, it's exciting, and things are moving. On my side, from a business perspective, and you know, going from the weekend into this week, very quiet, one or two meetings here and there. As I said, focus with Marta. We have a little bit of a day plan tomorrow to go and look at different things for the house. And I've promised to buy Marta a nice meal, which we will do. And I'm really looking forward to that. But before I get to that, I still have a small little meeting to finish and a little bit of administration that needs to be wrapped up. And a Zoom call with Francie's school. Yeah, we have a few schools around us and people around us actually talking about quarantining because they've been exposed. The school has decided to take an in-person event to a digital event because there's been people getting sick. So that is always in the back of the mind, and remains a very important and critical factor towards our experiences and what our future holds for us. So how are you doing? What's happening on your side of the world? We're not quite out of it yet, right? So much still happening and so much still kind of influencing the way we do things, even as we try and get back to this new normal, in air quotes. So hopefully you have something excellent to look forward to. I'm building a hope and a wish and an intent that this week is going to be memorable. Please do the same. Thanks for listening.